Welcome to the Be Magnetic podcast. I'm your host, Tara, mindset coach and manifestation expert. I'm obsessed with helping you step into your limitless potential to create the life and business of your dreams. This podcast is designed to feed your mind every week with stories, ideas, perspectives, tools, and wisdom that will completely shift how you think about yourself, your life, and what is possible for you. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so turn the volume up and the windows down. You're in for a treat. Hi, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited that you're tuning in. Today, I'm sharing with you how you can completely change your life in 2 hours. But before we dive into that, I have an exciting announcement to make. If you're someone who wants to massively change something in one specific area of your life, maybe you had a vision of something for quite some time and never actually took the action to manifest it, or it just hasn't shown up no matter whatever you did and you want to change that, or if you are someone who has a really big vision for this year that is massively different from anything that you have been doing or creating or achieving so far, and you want to be best supported and guided on that path to attract that, that may crack you open entirely and demand a lot from you energetically, spiritually, mentally, and physically, I have something exciting for you. I've just opened up a few spiritual guidance sessions, which is a 2-hour long private session with yours truly over Zoom. It's a live session. We will cover one specific area of your life, for example, your career, your finances, your love life, your health, whatever it is. We will dive deep into your energetic programming around this area. So your beliefs, your emotions, your subconscious thoughts and stuff like that. We will release anything that's blocking you from moving forward in that area and achieving that massive change or a massive goal. And we're calling in what your desire through doing RRT and Reiki and tarot spreads and these things, which are all proven and super effective, painless methodologies that have the power to clear energies and limiting beliefs within minutes. And I'll also be looking into your core frequency and encode new vibrations that leave you feeling magnetic and unshakable so that you can really go and make that massive change in that area of your life. And we will be communicating with your higher self, your spirit guides, the universe, to ask for guidance and next steps. And we will obviously collapse the timeline from where you are to that future version of you that's already made this massive change. So you will essentially leave this session with being a completely different person than you were when you entered. You will have clarity and confidence around any questions you have in that specific area of your life. You will have clear next steps to follow and the confidence to take action. You will feel more empowered, hopeful, and unshakable around achieving that goal, creating that change. You will have cleared anything that may potentially get in the way of you attracting your desire. Your core frequency is now an energetic match to your desire, and your financial success has become inevitable. You've got a detailed tarot reading and forecast for that specific desire, goal, change, and a recorded script. So we will be recording this session so you can look back at your transformation as well. The most exciting thing to me really is that you're going to walk in and walk out of the session an entirely different person. I've had so many clients who told me in the beginning of a session, no, I'm never going to do that. And then at the end of the session or a couple weeks later, they told me, I cannot believe I just did this. We're talking about getting divorced, tripling or 3xing their income, finding and marrying the love of their life within months after knowing them. That's the potential and power these spiritual guidance sessions have. So there are spots open now. The price is so, so affordable. It's only 180 euros for this entire session with everything I just shared. If you're curious, if you want to have one of these sessions, go and DM me guidance on Instagram. I'm going to link my Instagram below. So you just have to click on that link, which will take you to Instagram, and then send me the word guidance, and I will be sharing the details, answer any questions that you have, and give you the link where you can book your session. There will be limited amounts. I don't have a set amount of sessions fixed that I want to fill. It'll be probably around like 5 sessions or something, just because obviously it's time as well, and I can't take like a million people. So if you're curious, if you know this is what you need, you may want to act quickly and book your session in rather sooner than later. So that's that. Now back to the episode. How do we actually change your life completely in less than 2 hours? First of all, let's talk about why changing something is actually so complex and so hard for people. The main reason for that is because your subconscious mind, your unconscious programming, is acting against that change. The main purpose of your primal cortex, the part of your brain that's the primal, that stays the same, that's kind of the same as the brain of animals, is to keep you safe, right? A lot of people refer to it as ego too. It's essentially the same thing. It's trying to keep you safe. Its primary purpose is to keep you safe, to protect you from danger, to make sure that you're not dying. So, of course, it will prevent you from doing anything that may potentially put you in danger. And that, at first, is everything that is different from what you're doing right now. So anything that's uncomfortable, anything that is different, that's new, that is what your ego, aka primal cortex, is resisting, which is why change is so difficult for a lot of people, because they don't get out of their comfort zone because they're too scared, essentially. So if you want to create real change, we first have to, of course, know that this part is working against our desire to change, but then also create awareness around the fears and the worries and the limitations, the thoughts and beliefs that are potentially holding us back from changing, right? And the quicker we get aware of those, obviously the more awareness we have around those, the easier it will be then to change as well. So the next step is then obviously to remove those. If it's a limiting belief or thought or something like that, we need to take the steps like what I shared earlier with RT or the limiting belief blaster that I have, to change that belief. If it's a fear, we have to just step out of our comfort zone, make ourselves feel really safe with Reiki and other things, with tarot readings, and then eventually just like blend out that fear and take the action anyway. So we all really want radical change in our lives, but so does the people are actually experiencing it. And the reason is because they don't have the tools or the support system that helps them to push through those limiting beliefs and those fears and the uncomfortableness that comes with change and the uncertainty that comes with change, which is totally understandable, right? And also, the older we get, the harder it is, right? Maybe you remember a time when you were younger as well, where you were really fearless and you just like did things and like didn't care about safety, didn't care about uncertainty, and you just did do the things without thinking about it too much. A lot of people refer to it as reckless. Others refer to it as brave. Think what you mean, what you want to think about it. But the older we get, the more we get so focused on what keeps us safe, what keeps us comfortable, that we resist even more so to step out of our comfort zone and step into the uncertainty, which is why so little people actually experience change, because they don't have this support system. So how do I help my clients change their life entirely in as little as 2 hours, like through spiritual guidance sessions, for example? First of all, by giving them, of course, the support system, right? I'm holding space for them to feel safe. They know I'm always there. Regardless of what happens, they can always come to me. I'm always catching them when they fall. They're not alone in this. And you can find that support within God, within the universe. You can maybe find the support within your family, within your partner, within your friends, right? And if all else fails, or if you're just like, no, but they don't understand me or whatever, you can hire a coach. You can join in on one of those spiritual guidance sessions. But essentially, you need support to feel safe within the act of completely changing your life, because it's very likely that your life's going to get turned upside down, that everything's going to come crumbling down, and you want to make sure that you have some sort of safety, whether that's within yourself, with the universe, with your partner, with whomever, that catches you when everything comes crumbling down. And then second, you need, or I provide my clients with the tools and the resources, and I help them to reframe and release and clear everything that's blocking them from taking the change, right? We're doing that with RRT, we're doing that with Reiki, we're doing that with just conversations, right? But we're focusing really, really deep on what is holding them back unconsciously from making that change and attracting their desired outcome. And then we're using those tools in order to reframe those and clear those blocks and realign them with the mindset that they need in order to make that change. And at the same time, we are regulating their nervous system, right? We are making sure that they're feeling calm and at ease when it comes to taking those steps and navigating through the process of changing, right? And also making them an energetic match to the desired outcome, right? So that's all what we are doing there during the entire energetic alignment, if I shall say so, to make this process of changing most easiest and fluid for them, which in turn allows them to take massive action, right? It allows them to then go out there and tell their husband that they want to have a divorce. It helps them to go out there and then approach the clients, right? Or put the stories up, put the content out there, start the podcast. That's the courage that you get from doing the energetic alignment work. And lastly, not lastly, but like the last really important step that we're taking is create clarity on what is next, right? Our minds, they love, love, love certainty. They love to know what's going to happen. Unfortunately, we cannot predict the future, which I think is a good thing. That's another conversation. But what we can do is we can find certainty within the uncertain. And the way we do this is develop trust within the universe. We do tarot readings that help them understand what is awaiting them. And we create clarity around actions and things that that are required from them in order to navigate the process of change easiest. And if you're part of my high ticket containers, like my one-to-one, for example, you'll have the benefit of being able to do that with me together as you're going through that change, right? Which adds just like another layer of support. So you want to create some sort of certainty within the uncertain. So knowing that, okay, this is how I'm going to navigate when this and this happens. Or again, like, this is who I can fall back on when this or this happens. Or this is just like the signs that I need to be watching out for when it comes to seeing whether I'm on the right path still, or whether adjustments are required. And with that safety and that security and that guidance, they are then able to act really quickly. And often, to change your life, it just takes one fucking decision. One action, and your life could change completely, right? But the work that is required before you're able to take this action, like, just from your nervous system based on, right, without like completely frying it, is a little bit more. So that's why we are doing all this work. So what to do when you're in a phase of massive change, how to navigate it properly. Keep you calm, I would say, is the first advice. So don't tie meaning to anything that doesn't mean anything, really. Just if a lot of shit happens, it's actually quite normal that sometimes just a lot falls away. You're maybe losing friendships, or you're experiencing a little bit of a financial constraint, something like that. If these things happen, they're normal, they're expected. What happens energetically when you're going through a massive life change is that the universe is rearranging around you. So just like when you're rearranging your room, you first have to like disorganize everything, and you have to maybe clean out some spaces, throw away some stuff in order to rearrange things in a better way. And that's exactly what's happening in your life as you're going through massive change. So don't expect it to be linear. Don't expect it to be a smooth ride. Expect turbulences on the way. But also know that it's normal, and like, give yourself the time and the space to let things rearrange without going crazy and like trying to fix things and control things. Just like let things flow, let things fall away, let things crumble so that they can rearrange themselves again. Also, just hold a clear vision of the outcome. The worst thing that you can do when you go through a life change is just toss your vision away and just like let life happen. You are still the CEO of your life. You're still in charge of the change that's going on. You're directing that change. So you gotta know where you're going. You gotta have a clear picture in mind. Just like when you're rearranging that room, you have to have a clear picture in mind of how the room is gonna look like after you've rearranged. Or else it's just gonna like end up being in ways that you don't really want it and like it, right? So have a clear vision in mind of where you're going, and don't be afraid to navigate things while things are rearranging in order to fit that vision, right? So if an opportunity arises while things are changing, that's not in alignment with the vision that you're having. So maybe you're getting divorced, right? And so you're needing to move out and move to a different place, and you've always wanted to live on the beach. But then an opportunity presents itself to move to the mountains. You got to have the clarity of your vision to say no to that opportunity and pursue other ways that are aligned with that vision to move to the beach now that you're divorced, right? So have a clear vision and then do your practices. Do your nervous system regulation. Big change often comes with big up levels too. And we want to make sure that you're not sabotaging yourself as all these exciting things come into your life. So take some time to do those spiritual practices and regulate your nervous system, right? So maybe you want to see a Reiki master every once in a while to regulate this stuff, or you want to do breath work or meditation, just anything really to regulate your nervous system and attune to your new normal and what is just happening in your life. So those are the most important cornerstones of how to navigate huge change. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to talk quickly about what to do and expect when we are feeling called to create something big, aka make a big change or a big up level in our lives. Because often before the change even comes, there comes this feeling of we are being called. We know there is more out there for us to experience. And we get these visions of a life that's so freaking different from anything that we're experiencing. We get these desires to get divorced or get married or just like throw everything away and like fucking escape to island, I don't know where, and start all over again. And these are sometimes the first signs that big change is awaiting. And when we realize these things, when we realize that these desires emerge and they're not emerging out of fear or discomfort of where we're heading, because the thing is, these emotions can also escape while we are in an up-level phase, while we are in a phase of massive change. So I remember when I, 2 weeks before I got married, I had this huge desire of just like break up with him, go away from Cuba, leave all my family behind, never talk again to my friends, and just like go to Costa Rica or whatever and like start over. And I knew that this was not coming to me from a place of I need to change. It was just like my nervous system processing the massive up level of me going from single to girlfriend to wife within a year, right? When before I like was literally never really in a committed relationship. And so we need to know the difference of where this calling of creating something big or different is coming from. But if it's coming from this intuition, this just inner knowing of maybe it's time, lean into it, right? Lean into it and follow that guidance and do what is necessary to create a catalyst for the change that's awaiting you. And I've given you a lot of resources, a lot of ideas and actionable pieces that you can lean into in order to create massive change. And again, if that's not enough, if you like that extra level of guidance, book a spiritual guidance session. They're so affordable. And trust me, they're a massive way to completely change your life. So can't wait to see who's landing in one of those. And thank you so much again for always sticking with me, always tuning into the podcast episodes. The podcast is one of my favorite pieces of my business. I just love providing value, love providing insights and just chatting with you. So thank you so much for hanging out with me again. And I will see you next Wednesday.